Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. My professional life has been filled with talented and dedicated people. I have worked with great school administrators, outstanding teachers, and faithful preachers of the gospel. Teaching at Freed Hardeman University brought me in contact with some of the most outstanding educators I have ever known. I have been blessed during my more than 60 years of preaching to work under some godly elders who contributed significantly to my spiritual growth. Molly and I worked together for more than 50 years to make a good home for our sons and for the two of us. I sincerely thank God that I have had the opportunity to work with so many good people. In working together with these very capable people, was I also laboring together with God? Paul often worked with splendid gospel preachers, most of whom were probably much younger than he, men such as Timothy, Titus, Silas, Aristarchus, and Apollos. In fact, Paul wrote, "I have planted, Apollos watered." Neither man deserved the ultimate credit for the success of their work at Corinth. The one who planted and the one who watered were one, that is, they were working for the same goal. But in addition to working with his fellow soldiers, Paul was also working with God. Is that not what he meant when he wrote, "We are laborers together with God"? 1 Corinthians 3:9. If Paul and Apollos were working together toward the same goal, they were both laborers together with God. Why should there be any competition among gospel preachers or other Christians, since we are all workers together with God? How can we elevate one preacher above another when we are all on the same team with God? The expression "laborers together" literally means fellow laborers. The Greek word rendered "workers together" in the King James Version and "fellow workers" in other versions appears 13 times in the New Testament. Paul spoke of Priscilla and Aquila as helpers, Romans 16:3. He used the same word in speaking of Timothy as "my work fellow," Romans 16:21. The word is rendered "fellow laborer" and "fellow worker" and "fellow helper." The Bible teaches that God the Father sent His Son into the world to redeem fallen man. When we reach out to the lost to tell them about the saving gospel of Christ, we are working together with God for the salvation of men. When we preach the absolute moral values Jesus and His apostles taught, we are working together for the betterment of mankind. When we take care of orphans and widows, we are fellow workers with the Lord. How can we claim to love the Lord and His church unless we spend time and effort and money to spread the borders of His kingdom? All of this involves the responsibility of devoting time and effort to the study of God's Word, so we will know exactly what it means to work together with God. We certainly do not want to work at cross purposes with the Lord, but we are likely to do that if we do not know what He expects of us. It is so easy for us to become enamored with the world and not spend much time in thinking about heavenly things. Do you remember these words in the Colossian letter? "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth." Colossians 3:1-2. If our desire is to be workers together with God, will we not have to follow our Lord's instructions in the Sermon on the Mount? "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. If we work together with God while we are on earth, we shall spend time together with Him throughout eternity. And what could be better than to hear our Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of thy Lord. May all of us work together so that we may inherit eternal life." Thank you, and may God bless you.